This is a follow-up to stating the obvious 152, where I talked about the 20 things women do that should be shamed and not celebrated. As usual, especially if you're doing a piece that big about that much information, I had a lot of follow-up thoughts. For one thing, why exactly is it, and I actually know the answer, we'll get to that. Why is it that women believe, why is it that feminists believe that feminists should not be shamed for their bad decisions? This is why we live in such a statist society. This is why we have a society which is filled with people whom, if natural selection and evolution was taking place, would all be extinct. People who make bad choices need to suffer the consequences of those choices. That's part of the process through which we learn things. I mean, I've made bad choices in my life. And from this, I learn. You make a bad choice, there's bad consequences. You go, oh shit, that choice was bad. What can I learn from it? Feminists know that they cannot improve themselves. Feminists look in the mirror and they see a fat, ugly person who cannot relate to other people, who has no useful skills to offer society around her in exchange for money. And because they can't lose weight, because they can't become more attractive, and because they can't add value to other people in order to get paid for it, this is why they celebrate being fat, they celebrate being ugly, they celebrate being on welfare. And they seek, as I said in 152, they seek to drag everybody else down to their level, because they, as feminists, cannot elevate to a higher level. I mean, everything on this list, I think, we're about to go through it again, I have memorized, but I think everything on this list is a choice. So the first one is sluttiness. A woman can choose to behave in a slutty way or not. This is a choice. If she chooses to behave in a manner that is slutty, this is detrimental to her. It's detrimental to her relationships with other people. It's a bad choice. Why should she not be shamed for making a bad choice? And keep in mind, the feminists who are saying women shouldn't be shamed for doing these things, or feminists shouldn't be shamed for doing these things, if you do these things, you're a feminist. That's my take on it. You'll notice that, and again, I repeat myself, but these feminists have no problem attempting to shame the person who wrote this. They have no problem attempting to shame people who disagree with them. They have no problem threatening those people, threatening the author of this piece, Troublemaker. They have no problem threatening him with violence. Yet, when they make the choice to be slutty, they think they're beyond being shamed for this. The second one is being fat. Again, I don't want to hear about your gland problems. Yeah, there's some people out there that have medical problems and why they're fat. Most people are fat because they choose to be fat. They choose to eat too much. They choose to eat food to substitute for or to placate emotional needs, right? Comfort food. I mean, God knows I do it. I the difference is, as I've talked about myself many times before, and one of the things that separates people from animals is our level of self-awareness. I can eat my share of some serious-ass comfort food. You give me a box of Oreo cookies and I can eat that whole fucking thing in like 10 minutes. And if you think I'm joking about that, I'm not. I'll prove it to you. Right? But because I have self-awareness coupled with a desire for self-improvement, I can refrain from eating the entire box of Oreos and only eat half of it at a time. Then I wait 10 minutes, I eat the other half, right? If a woman chooses to be fat, it's a choice. She chooses how much food she stuffs in her face. If she chooses to be fat, this is a bad choice. It's a bad choice for her. It's a bad choice for her health. It's a bad choice for the healthcare system. It's a bad choice for me, because now thanks to Obamacare, I got to pay for her healthcare, because you know she doesn't have a job. She's fat. It's a bad choice for her social life. It's a bad choice for her romantic prospects. It's a bad choice. It's a choice. She made it. It's a bad choice. She's not learning from the choice. Why should she not be shamed? Being a foodie and having a life that revolves around food, being such an empty person that eating food is your hobby. I mean, that's a choice. You can choose to get other hobbies that are more interesting. You can choose to get hobbies that would lead you to business opportunities, opportunities to make money. You can choose to pursue hobbies that allow you to interact with other people. When you choose food as your hobby, as the center of your life, as your main pastime, I mean, that's a choice, and it's a poor choice. You have to eat food. You should eat healthy food. You should know how to prepare food. You should know how to cook. But for food to be your hobby, that's a poor choice. You should be shamed for that. Relying on the government to pay your bills, it's a choice not to go get a job. I don't want to hear about how the economy sucks. Okay, if you feminists are so smart, and if you feminists have so much value, and I know the patriarchy keeps you down. Well, but if you feminists are so amazing and so awesome, and you're just so much smarter than all those men, you should be able to get a job. I mean, those men are all stupider than you. How hard can it be? Why don't you go start your own business? If you're such a fucking genius, you should be able to start a business and make a bunch of money. Being on welfare is a fucking choice. Especially for you intelligent feminists out there with your college degrees in English and journalism and puppetry and hyphenated studies. Single motherhood. I mean, it's a choice. You chose to have sex. You chose to have sex without birth control. You chose not to get an abortion. That's three fucking choices. I know that all sex is rape. I know, because the patriarchy forces you to have sex. And what's the big deal anyway, though? But I mean, what's wrong with being a slut, right? I mean, being a slut is something that feminists celebrate. In order to be a slut, you have to have a bunch of sex. But you can get an abortion. You can use birth control. It's a choice. Why should you not be shamed? Being a single mother is a bad choice. The child only has one parent. The child has no father. The child has a reduced income, a reduced standard of living. The child is going to be shuffled off on babysitters. The child is going to be treated like shit, and you know it's true. Trophy children. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again in the future. Being a single mother, it's a choice. It's a bad choice. It's a choice that should not be made. You should be shamed for it. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, what about she's a single mother because her husband died in a car wreck? You know good and fucking well, unless you're really as stupid as I think you are, and you might be, you know good and fucking well that's not what we're talking about here. We are not talking about those kind of cases, because those cases are a tiny, insignificant portion of the single mothers out there. Slacking as a stay-at-home mom, that's a fucking choice. That is a choice. If you are a stay-at-home mother, and you don't put any effort into taking care of your home and managing the affairs of the household and taking care of the children, that is a fucking choice. And it's a poor choice. Whoever stays home to manage the household, whether it's the man or the woman, or whether it's both, it's a poor choice. And I've known stay-at-home fathers. I've known stay-at-home mothers. I've talked in the past about the guy I knew back in New Mexico, John. He worked at Red Lobster as a waiter. Best waiter there. People loved him. He got huge tips. His wife, they had, I can't remember for sure if it's 3 or 4 kids. We'll say 3. She's a stay-at-home mother, homeschooled kids. Did a great job. She put 100 fucking percent effort into it. She didn't slack. If you're going to be a stay-at-home mother, put the fucking effort into it. If you choose not to put effort into it, that's a choice. You made that choice. It's a poor choice. You should be shamed. You should be ridiculed. You should be degraded for it because of what you're doing to your kids. Cake face makeup. That's a choice. How much makeup you slap on your face, that's a choice. If you put on so much makeup that I can see the fucking line where your foundation ends and your real skin begins, that's a choice. It's a bad choice. It's a really poor choice. You're not attractive. And in all honesty, most of you women out there are not anywhere near as ugly as you think you are, and why you're kicking all this shit on, I don't know. Insecurity, that's why you're doing it. You're doing it out of insecurity. Because you're a feminist. Because what do you have to be secure about? You have a fucking degree in puppetry and, you know, whatever Asian patriarchy, Native Islander studies or some shit. I mean, you can't get a fucking job. You're fat. You're ugly. You can't get a man. You can't relate to other people. So, of course, you're insecure about your looks. Of course, you pile on a bunch of makeup. Number 8 was the cat collecting. Like I said, what it's really about, it's not really about the cat collecting. It's about pets and animals being substitutes for husbands and children. And I think also friends. Okay, it's a choice you make. If you choose to substitute animals for human relationships because your interpersonal skills are so fucking terrible, then you should be shamed. You should get the fuck out and meet some people. And how can you claim as a feminist to be so much superior to everybody in the patriarchy, blah, 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 when you can't even make friends with people? You have to have your fucking animals to provide you with the companionship you're not able to get from other humans because of your incompetent interpersonal skills. That's a choice. You can improve your interpersonal skills. You can go out and meet people. You can go to Toastmasters and fucking learn how to talk and meet people at the same time. And not only will Toastmasters learn it, help you learn how to talk, if I could learn how to talk, it'll help you learn how to talk within a time frame. You know, unlike the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, number 152, where I went way the fuck over time because I kept going off topic. See, in Toastmasters, you learn how not to do that. In Toastmasters, you learn how to focus your message and talk about what you want to talk about and not digress like I'm doing right now. Number 19, watching porn and trying to be a... number 9... getting ahead of myself. Watching porn and trying to be a porn star. I'm still not sure what the problem with this one is. But it's a choice. I mean, watching porn is a choice. And trying to be a porn star is a choice. I personally don't think you should be shamed for that. Because I love it when you say, "Daddy, fuck my cunt," while I'm doing you. So, all right, I disagree with him on that one. It's okay, though. Because, see, this is the thing. We're men. We can disagree with each other without calling each other names and, you know, freaking out and screeching about the patriarchy and shit. This is something that you feminists, you don't have. As a feminist, you don't have the ability to cope with the fact that there are other people who have opinions different than yours because of your life spent in the echo chamber, because you've been, you know, princessed and posh-poshed and, you know, spoon-fed all of your life, and any opinions that didn't agree with yours have been stripped away and so you've never been exposed to them. And then you go into the world and you get on the internet and you see things like this that don't reflect the opinions that you believe other people should be allowed to have, and you freak out because you're a fucking feminist. A man or a woman can handle the fact that other people have opinions that are different than theirs without having to resort to threats about how people should be castrated. Birth control, because it's their choice. Well, yeah, birth control is a choice. And your constant obsession with it. And for me, it's not necessarily a woman's obsession with birth control. I agree with Troublemaker, birth control is an issue. I'm not sure we necessarily agree on exactly why, because I'm not sure I understand exactly what his intent is behind this one, to be honest with you. And see, notice how, as a man, I can say that we disagree with this, and the reason we disagree might be because I don't understand his intent. See, notice how part of that is put on myself. Unlike if I was a feminist, I would say I disagree with him because he's a bastard and he's a virgin and he lives in his mommy's basement and somebody should cut his nuts off. Because as a feminist, I would of course be perfect. I would know everything. And the only reason that I wouldn't be the president of the United States right now is because of the patriarchy holding me down. And that's the difference between a man or a woman and a feminist. Well, that and about 7,000 IQ points. But birth control is a choice. Lack of birth control is a choice. And the thing about feminists and their birth control fascination, I mean, no one cares if you're on birth control. What I care about is you want me to pay for your birth control. You want your fucking Obamacare. You want your free birth control. You want your fucking free abortions. And yet, men don't get this. The last time I checked, Obamacare does not cover vasectomies. So it's your choice as women to make goddamn sure that men are excluded from the birth control, the birth control ecosphere. You know, you want to make sure that as women, you have full control over the birth control so that you can get pregnant, as feminist, not as women, feminist. Feminists want to make sure they have full control over the birth control situation so that when they decide to be a single mother, when they decide to get their WIC benefits, when they decide to get the, child support payments, when they decide to get pregnant by some man and then lie to some other man and tell him it's his, you know, when you choose to, you want to have that choice. And so why, you should be shamed for this. You should be shamed and you should be ridiculed for being that selfish and working so hard to neglect men from the birth control cycle and to exclude men from having control over their reproductive process, to make it all about your reproductive process, to be that selfish. You should be shamed for being that selfish. Lazy hygiene. Not shaving. I mean, this is a choice. If you choose not to put a fucking razor to your skin. Yeah, it's a choice. You made it. Yes, we can make fun of you for it. You're saying you shouldn't be shamed because you don't shave your armpits and don't shave your legs? Well, go to France. They'll love you over there. Number 12, doing online dating because you can't find anyone. Again, this all boils down to not having interpersonal skills, not being willing to fucking shave your armpits and go out and talk to people. This is a choice. lying about your body type on online dating. Again, to lie, you have to actively lie about something. You've chosen to lie. Why should women, feminists or anybody else for that matter, not be shamed for choosing to lie? If a man chooses to lie, he should be shamed. If a woman chooses to lie, she should be shamed. If a mangina chooses to lie, he should be shamed. If a femisimp chooses to lie, he should be shamed. If a feminazi chooses to lie, she should be shamed. You have chosen to tell an untruth. Especially in a situation like online dating, you're supposed to be there. I mean, in theory, so if you're trying to do online dating to meet people, you're trying to meet people to have a connection with them, a connection, a romantic relationship, or maybe it's just friendships, but either way, romantic relationship or friendship, it should be based on honesty. Now, granted, yes, people, I do believe, have to earn your honesty. You don't owe 100% honesty to everybody in the world, but you owe your honesty to people who have earned it. And so you're starting this off with a lie. And again, as I said before, if a man goes on online dating and he lies about how tall he is, or he lies about how much money he makes, he lies about how old he is, if he lies about, you know, whatever, and a woman finds out, so you're saying you're not going to shame him over that? Of course you are. Of course you are. Of course you are. Especially if you're a feminist and you're open-minded and tolerant and believe in diversity. Divorce. If you're getting divorced, and again, we know, those of us who are smart, we know we're not talking about women who get divorced because their husband is an axe murderer. We're talking about people who get divorced just because they're just not happy. Well, you made a really bad choice in getting married, and that was a bad move on your part, and now you're making, you know, you shouldn't have made the first bad choice. Before you get married to somebody, take it seriously. Make sure you know what the fuck you're doing. Make sure you actually want to marry this person. Don't just get married because it's that wonderful day. Aaron Clary did a great video about how chicks are, oh, it's my day, I'm getting married, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Right? You just want to get married so bad that you just marry the first man who says yes. Fucking exercise a little discrimination. Think about it a little bit. Make an intelligent choice before you get married, so you don't have to make a stupid choice to get divorced because you made a stupid choice to get married instead of an intelligent choice to get married. Paternity fraud. Again, that's just lying. We're right back to lying. If you're going to lie to a man about the kid being his when it's not, I mean, that's a giant fucking character flaw. Why should you not be shamed for this? I mean, what kind of fucking mentality do you stupid fucking feminazi cunts have going through your tiny little fucking brains that tells you that lying to a man and telling him he's the father of the child when it's not, that that's an okay thing? I mean, how? Of everything on this, I mean, that is just the most fucked up thing ever. You fucking whores are just fucking sick. That is just pathetic. It shows that you have no integrity. It shows you have no compassion. It shows you have no empathy. It shows that you put yourself above other people. It shows that you are scum. And again, these are the kind of people who are this selfish, are the kind of biological organisms that natural selection would weed out. Because you would behave this way, men would find out about it, and you would be shamed, and you would be rejected from society, and you would die of starvation. But no, you have welfare and WIC and Obamacare to keep you alive so that you can keep spitting out babies, which you're going to raise to be terrible people just like you, because look who their fucking mother's going to be. A person who lies, just blatantly lies for her own selfish purposes. Number 16 is acting skanky in the bar. That's a choice. You choose to go to the bar. You choose to get up on the bar and dance. You choose to do jello shots off your titties. I mean, you choose this skanky-ass behavior. If you're going to act like a skank, you're going to get treated like a skank. And men don't respect skanks. I mean, men take skanks in the back room and fuck them. But men don't date them. Men don't have relationships with them. Men don't marry them. You can't make a hoe a housewife. It's a bad choice for you. It's a bad choice for your social life. It's a bad choice for you if you're attempting to find a romantic partner. It's a bad choice. It's a choice, and you should be shamed for it. Cutting your hair short. It's a choice. The entitlement complex. It's a choice. You choose to think you're entitled. Female sex tourism. I still don't know enough about that. But, yeah, I mean, when chicks go on vacation, they like to fuck random guys. That's part of how chicks think, right? But it's a choice. When you go to another country and you're fucking some guy, I mean, that was a choice. And, of course, being a feminist. The big 20, being a feminist. It's a choice. You choose to try to drag everybody else down to your level. You choose to attack and denigrate anybody who has an opinion different than yours. You choose to live in an echo box. You choose to think that you are the center of the universe. You choose to think that lying is acceptable. You choose to think that you should be loved and appreciated even though you're fat and overweight and you're a terrible person and you have no social skills. You make that choice. And then when other people come along and point out that your feminist behavior is not feminine, and that men, real men, not femisimps, not manginas, not betas, that real men are attracted to feminine women, you don't even have the ability to say, okay, I disagree with those things. And you certainly don't have the ability to look at this and say, well, gosh, you know, I want a man in my life, and men like feminine women, so maybe I should change my behavior to be more feminine. No. You just continue living in your little fucking isolated universe. That's a choice. Everything in this blog post Troublemaker wrote that is pissing off you feminazis, everything in here is a choice that you're making. And if it bothers you that much, that tells me that you know these choices are bad. And that's why you have to defend these badass, these terrible choices with such pathetic shit. Because, I mean, again, let's be honest. How many of you out there, like, talk about me? You're like, oh, he said cunt. Oh, he's an ass. You know, and you're like, well, okay, so then if calling people names and screaming bad words and all this other shit like I do in stating the obvious, if being that way makes me such a bad person, then again, why are you behaving the same way? All of this stuff, it's all a choice on your part. And just like you get to choose to be fat, you get to choose to have no social skills, you get to choose to cut your hair off, you get to choose to wear cake makeup, you get to choose to act like a slut, you get to choose to act like a skank. We, as men and women, get to choose to shame you and ridicule you for it. And just like a typical statist, just like a feminist, just as I would expect from a feminist, when other people make choices that you don't like, your expectation is that those people should change the choices they're making to choices that you approve of, because you believe other people exist for your benefit. Well, they don't. Each person exists for that person's benefit. Not for yours. And if you ever want to get a life, you're gonna have to accept that. You're gonna have to make that choice.